wash over me, wash over me. Though sin has stained me, blood of Christ, come speak for me. My covering, it is your glory. We need the blood, we plead the blood. Receive the blood of Christ. We need the blood, we plead the blood.
The blood of Christ, we need the blood. Finished world. Yeah. song from your heart to the Lord. Whatever words are on your heart, pray in the Spirit. Just say His name. Whatever it sounds like, just let it cry from your heart and rise to Him.
Coming close. cry, holy, holy, holy. Thank you. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped.
Who else is worthy? Amen. Amen. I pray tonight that you've been touched, especially by the presence. May I encourage you in this. Let God work in your heart. You come into his presence. We don't just come here to enjoy the presence and go home and do other things. We come here to let the Spirit of God work in our spirit. And I don't know what God has planned for your life necessarily, what his will is, what his purpose is. But it's through experiences like this when we open up to the Spirit of God that something is planted within us, something God wants us to know. And it doesn't mean we know it instantly, but it will begin to work within us. We'll begin to become aware this is God. Don't waste it. Don't lose it. Take time this week to pray. I mean, I encourage you to pray every day, but take time this week to pray and just say, Lord, here am I. I'm here for you. Work in my heart. Do what pleases you. I want to serve you and live for you. That's what God's looking for, and obedience, to know the way of the Lord, the will of the Lord, and to be obedient when you hear the voice. And so, Father, tonight we thank you for your great divine presence on our lives, the revelation of Jesus Christ and the hope we have in our hearts as the Holy Spirit lives and guides us. We pray we might walk forward in those things. Through an event like tonight, may people realize a closer walk with you and a realization there are things that you have for them to do, things that you're working within them. So I proclaim it over every person here, young or old, let the hand of God be manifest, the will of God be manifest, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is a song we sing, dancing in your kingdom. Heart set free, caught up by your glory. Step by step, we're marching into freedom. Step by step, we're marching into freedom. Song we sing, dancing in your kingdom. Heart set free, caught up by your glory. Song, the song of victory, the enemy's defeated.
Amen.
Lord, you reign, your kingdom is eternal. Step by step, we're marching into freedom. 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 This is our victory shout. Victory shout.
Hey.
This is our victory shout.
Hey.
This is our victory shout. In freedom we dance, in freedom we dance. This is our victory shout. In freedom we dare. Step by step, step by step, we're marching into freedom. Step by step, we're marching into freedom. Oh.